Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM. Mad Dog Sports Radio, the number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today with a lot of stuff to talk about. In the association, as in the National Basketball Association, there's always the issue of Jaylen Brown. There's the issue of the Denver Nuggets crushing the Houston Rockets. You know, just a half game back from the three seed right now in the Western Conference. There's the MVP battle between Wembanyama, Jaylen Brown, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Nikola Jokic. There's all of that stuff to get into. There's Kawhi Leonard dropping 45, and what level of worthiness has he warranted when it comes to putting him in the mix for MVP talk or whatever awards are out there because of the way that he's playing. There's a lot of stuff to get into on that front. There's a lot of stuff to get into with regards to college football and the one and only Ty Simpson, quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide. He's going to be on the show a little bit later on in this hour. Of course, there's some World Baseball Classic stuff to get into because I got something to say. And I got to confess to y'all that what I have to say and what might come out of my mouth might very well be anti-American. What I might say, Stephen A. Smith, might be interpreted as being anti-American. But I'm going to say it anyway. And I'll let you know what that is in just a few minutes. But the first order of business to get into is the National Football League. Because the biggest news coming out of it is the trade that never was, or that was not to be. And that was the Baltimore Ravens giving up two first-round picks to acquire the stud himself, Max Crosby, from the Las Vegas Raiders, the five-time Pro Bowl pass rusher, Max Crosby, Eric DaCosta, the general manager for the Baltimore Ravens, said he was gutted after the team backed out of the trade with the Raiders. Rather than hear his quote before I respond, listen to his quote.
I've got a responsibility to the Ravens, to this community, to our fans, and to Steve Bisciotti to do what we think is best for the club. And that's what we always try to do. Every decision we make is based on this idea. Is this the best thing for the Ravens? It's very, very challenging. Again, I understand how people might, maybe from afar, would feel that way. But nobody's more upset about this than me. Gutted by it, actually, and so a big regret for me, but we will move on as a football team, and I think there's many opportunities for us to grow as a team, to become a better team, to build a roster, and to be the team that we want to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that I've got some swamp land in East Rutherford, New Jersey to sell you, he lying his ass off, in my humble opinion. Nobody's believing that right now. Nobody's believing he feels gutted, he feels awful, whatever. Listen, let me be very, very clear. Eric DaCosta had every right to do what he did. There was no signed deal. There was no agreement. So much was contingent on the physical for Max Crosby and all of that stuff, who's coming off an injury last year where he messed up his meniscus and he got operated on weeks ago. And it's expected that even though he's on course to be ready for the season, he's got some work to do before he gets healthy enough to be able to perform this upcoming season in the National Football League. We get that part. In the end, Eric DaCosta is perfectly within his right to have second thoughts, to have quote-unquote buyer's remorse before buying, and to ultimately reach the conclusion that, hey, in the grand scheme of things, the bottom line is that I don't want to give up two first-round picks. Also, Trey Hendrickson was supposed to be gobbled up early in free agency, and that didn't end up being the case. So because that's a new reality, listen, we got an opportunity to get Trey Hendrickson and keep our two first-round picks. Why should we give that up for Max Crosby? If you had second thoughts and you were straight on the up and up about that, that's to be respected. But when you hear what Eric DaCosta and the Baltimore Ravens ultimately concluded, and news emanates out of Baltimore that Max Crosby, who was flown in with his wife and was expecting to have dinner with the Ravens organization and all of this other stuff, when you learn that he did not do well on his physical or stuff like that, this is the kind of stuff that was being said, that there were some concerns that propped up once he took his physical. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that stinks to the high heavens. Because here's the reality. I've got people in the NFL telling me that Eric DaCosta corrupted the system and is dishonorable and dishonest. Those were the words that they associated with him. It wasn't because the deal fell through. It's because you handicapped the Las Vegas Raiders from maximizing whatever marketing potential Max Crosby had. Because if you're saying there's concerns on the physical, who else is going to come forward and give up two first-round picks? And because the likelihood of that being nobody, essentially, if you're the Raiders, you either have to keep Max Crosby, or if you let him go, it's going to be for less compensation than the Baltimore Ravens initially indicated they were willing to give you. Primarily because the Ravens put them in this position. Now, again, it's perfectly within Eric DaCosta's right to do what he did. But how ethical was it? That's really what this comes down to. How right was it? Got to ask yourself that question. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. To me, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about them not doing the deal. It's about how it was handled. It did a disservice to Max Crosby. It screwed over the Las Vegas Raiders. And maybe you don't care about that, but even though the phone is still going to ring and people are still going to call the Baltimore Ravens about potential deals, how you're looking at DaCosta, I mean, that remains to be seen. It's all suspect. It's all suspect. And you got to look at that right now and you got to say to yourself, yo, what's the deal? Is that a situation that should have been handled that way? Or was it perfectly within Eric DaCosta's right? And is it perfectly ethical for him as the general manager for the Baltimore Ravens to have him to handle it the way that he handled it? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. I got a bit distracted because I have just learned that Miami of Ohio, who walked in to the MAC tournament as the lone undefeated team in the nation, in college basketball, has just gotten knocked off by the University of Massachusetts, UMass, where Marcus Camby used to play, where Lou Rowe and Mike Williams used to play, where John Calipari used to coach, and along with my boy Bruiser Flint. You just got knocked off by UMass, 87-83 in the MAC tournament. And because that's the reality, here's a question for all you college basketball fans out there. Does Miami of Ohio deserve to make the NCAA tournament? It's a legitimate question. It's not beyond the realm of college comprehension because we got to ask ourselves that question. Miami of Ohio, do they deserve to make the NCAA tournament? Ladies and gentlemen, their record was 31-0, being led by Travis Steele. We've had this argument on several occasions over the last few weeks because here's the mindset that I have. You go 31-0, I don't give a damn if you lose a tournament game or not. You deserve to be one of 68 teams. You might not deserve to be one of 12 teams in college football or four teams in the college football playoff or anything like that. But I'll be damned if you don't deserve to be one of 68 teams in the country if you've gone 31-0. If you're going to leave them out of the tournament because they just lost to UMass and their record is 31-1, even though they're not winners of their conference tournament, even though it's a mid-major, even though they're not one of the elite teams, you're saying pick the 68 best teams. Wait a minute, damn it. Everybody can't play everybody. And Cinderellas happen all the time in NCAA college basketball. We see upsets go on all the time, which is why we all love March Madness. March Madness is one of the best things ever created in the history of sports. It literally galvanizes the basketball world in this nation for an entire month. I don't give a damn whether you're talking football, whether you're talking pro basketball, whether the Major League Baseball season is about to begin, whether hockey is in the midst of its season, with the playoffs about to approach. I don't give a damn about tennis matches, boxing matches, UFC matches, whatever. When March Madness is going on, that is a top two subject on everybody's mind, period, in this country. In this country, March Madness is a top two subject when March is here. Make no mistake. And the number one reason is because we've seen many Cinderella stories over the years. We've seen a 15 seed knock off a 2 seed. We've seen a 14 seed knock off a 3 seed. We've seen a 13 seed knock off a 4th seed. We've seen a 12 seed knock off a 5 seed. We've seen all of that. So because you've seen all of that, and because Cinderellas are made for March Madness, you don't keep, in my opinion, you don't keep a 31-1 team out of the NCAA tournament. Hell no. Hell no. That's what I say. What do you say? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Really interested in hearing to know your thoughts about that. Lines are filling up already. But let me say this. I got to transition to the World Baseball Classic because I have to say something. And considering the fact that it's coming from me, it's kind of important for this reason. As y'all all know, I, Stephen A. Smith, your friendly neighborhood sports broadcaster, has been in the news about being a presidential candidate. And as you know, as you well know, I've been on the record stating that there's no way in hell that's going to happen because they're talking about me giving up my money. Now, for clarification purposes, I want people, because I'm going someplace with this. Stay with me. This is a sports topic. It's a sports show. I'm going someplace with this. Just stay with me. I've tried to tell people that here's the deal. Here's the reality. I was instructed that from the moment I reveal that I intend to be on the debate stage as a Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States of America, I will be pulled off the air immediately. That according to FCC rules, that equal time stuff and whatever, you're not allowed to be on the air, you know, network television. And even though that rule hasn't been necessarily in writing for cable, it's applicable, and they really follow suit with what the networks do. And so I would have to give up my money. Now, I don't ever, contrary to what some people out there, I don't get into stuff about my money. I don't talk about my money, and the reports are out there that's out there. They can believe what the hell they want to. I'll never confirm nor deny what the hell I'm making. It's my business. But I will tell you, I like it, and I ain't giving it up. Now, I will also confess to you, I really, really, really would like to be on that debate stage. And if somehow, some way, I could end up on that debate stage and still return to my job doing First Take at SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, while I'm running, at least initially, I will happily do it. But if I got to come off the airwaves and therefore surrender my salary, it ain't happening. Last time I checked, politicians are looking for the money I earn. Why am I giving it up? I only say all of that to say that's a very deep and intimate thought that I'm sharing with y'all, because I love people to know that I love America. I'm an American. I'm a black man first and foremost, but I'm an American. And I'm proud to be associated with the red, white, and blue. And I root for us at every turn. At every turn. But I have a confession to make. It's a bit tough for me to root against the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic. I love them brothers. I just do, y'all. Them, when I saw Fernando Tatis blast that home run last night, I mean, yo, that's what I like to see. I mean, did you see the pose? I got to admit to you, it almost reminded me of Barry Bonds. Now, I know some of you out there, I bring up the name Barry Bonds. That's like taboo. That's like sacrilegious. Kiss off. I love Barry Bonds. I understand that the cream and the clear and all of this other stuff that he was associated with. I don't give a damn. If it wasn't for Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, America had been very, very good to me. All of a sudden needing an interpreter after years of speaking English just because he was on Capitol Hill or Mark McGwire. I'm not here to talk about the past. Instead, and then the congressional figure had to ask him, are you pleading the fifth? I think it was Elijah Cummings. All right, if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't have been no damn Barry Bonds and steroid accusations and probably truth. The bottom line is he didn't need it because he was a Hall of Famer anyway. But y'all didn't appreciate him being a 30 for 30 dude. Y'all didn't appreciate him being a perennial Gold Glover. You wanted the long ball. And you were addicted to Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. And Barry Bonds just showed you they wasn't on his level as a baseball player. Period. But when I saw Tatis hit that home run for the Dominican Republic last night and that pose, that kind of swag, him and Soto. Juan Soto of the New York Mets, formerly of the New York Yankees. That's the kind of stuff I want to see. That's the kind of stuff I want to see. Play that sound for me, please.
And Tatis gets involved in a big way. 3-run homer.
Special. And him and Soto and the rest of the crew, they just got a swag about them. I can't wait to see Team USA against them. And let me say this to Team USA. You know, I'm rooting for you. Ain't rooting against you. But we're going to keep it a buck here for the listeners and the viewers and all that. Team USA, you know you don't deserve to be, you know, you better win. You better win. Because you know, you're getting ready to play Canada. You better beat Canada. You better beat Canada. You can beat them in hockey, but you can't beat them in baseball. What the hell's going on here? You better beat them. That's number one. Number two, if you beat Canada, assuming the DR handles its business, then we're talking about you going up against the DR, the Dominican Republic. And I got to tell you something. I'm not going to miss that. That's going to be something special to watch. But believe it or not, as much as I love the DR, as much as I love them brothers, I love them. I love watching them. I mean, they are just entertainment television. Please make no mistake about it. I think the other thing to bring up that's very, very important is what transpired last night in the baseball classic between Italy and Mexico, and Italy beat them, trounced them 9-1. All right? Pasquantino. Y'all know who that brother is, right? Vinny Pasquantino of the Royals. 3 home runs. Put on an absolute show. Remember, Italy had beaten the Americans on Tuesday, 8-6. Left their WBC fortunes dependent on the outcome of the final game of Pool B play. Italy winning guaranteed Team USA a spot in the knockout round. And the Italians obliged because they handled their business. All right? So basically, had they lost, and Mexico failed to score more than 5 runs or whatever with this convoluted system that they have, the United States would have been out. But because Italy handled their business against Mexico, ¿cómo está? As a result of that, USA is in. Pasquantino, after his 3 home runs, took the liberty of trolling the United States of America. Listen to what this man had to say.
I'm caffeinated. I'm beamed up right now. So, we're in a good spot. That was unbelievable, huh? You're welcome, USA. We were thinking of you guys over at your hotel. We were thinking of you guys. So I'm glad you guys could join us in the party.
So when you get back to your phone, Vinny, what's that text message going to say from Bobby Witt Jr.?
I'm hoping he's got a room key for me at his hotel. That's what I'm hoping for. That's it. I'm just joking around.
We were thinking of you guys. You're welcome, USA. We were thinking of you guys over at your hotel. We were thinking of you guys. So I'm glad you guys could join us in the party. He is trolling the United States of America. You gotta whip his ass. You gotta get him. Pasquantino, his brother from Richmond, Virginia. Playing for Team Italy. You got some Italian blood sifting through your veins. No problem. No problem with that. I love my Italian brothers and sisters too. But how dare he? How dare he get him? But in order to get him, you got to beat Canada. And in all likelihood, you're going to have to beat the DR. And that game against the DR. Ladies and gentlemen, these brothers don't cheat you. You love baseball. You love today's ambiance, environment, and all of that that comes with baseball. You gotta love these brothers from the Dominican Republic. It's anti-American to say it, but if they beat Team USA, I'll be upset at Team USA, but I'll be happy to watch the Dominican Republic in the finals. I love them brothers. I really, really do. They are special to watch. They just give you that little extra something that you're looking for that regular baseball don't give you. And Pasquantino, you understand, talking smack. USA should be motivated, highly motivated, to get to the championship round just to deal with him. Assuming he gets there. Brother did smack 3 home runs last night. First time in World Baseball Classic history, by the way. So I guess when you do something like that, you get to talk as much as you want. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Your call's coming up next in a few minutes, along with the star quarterback for Alabama, who's projected to be the second pick in the NFL draft. His name is Ty Simpson. He'll be here next as well. So stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, back with more in a minute.